That's what we got up to yesterday. So, im chaser b'ksav hatagin o koitza shel yud. So let's say now you're missing the crowns that go morning. You're missing the crowns that go on top of the letters, or the koitza shel yud. Mivur b'simin lamin beis b'taz. These you go back and fix afterwards. I mean, the crowns, and this part of the yud, you're allowed to fix it according to most opinions. Because it's still the letter. It's a letter with or without the tag and without the crowns on it. I know what letter this is. That sounds if I missed the letter. Okay, there is the Rebbeinu Tam Shita says that isn't good. There's also an opinion that says that the tagin is ma'akev. You didn't get it. The Ram says no. The Rambam, where's the Rambam? It's in Hilchos Tefillin. I think it is Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, if I remember correctly, where the Rambam brings this down. He writes at the end. He tells you a list of which letters have to have the crowns on it, and he says, "By the way, but it's not ma'akev if you didn't do this." So therefore, I have the letter, and if I have the letter, it's not a problem of going back afterwards. Mikom Malkum, Hayu Advarim, Gufa Advarim, Kesedik Nichtvar. I wrote the words. I didn't get the exact perfect way of doing it, but the letters are written. V'chein laHafri Negios. So too, you're also allowed to separate if the letters are touching, minos laos, right? Shari achakach, you go back and now the letters are touching. Upasha de davka, this applies specifically in a case, im lo nishtana tsuraso aide hanigia. By the fact these two letters were touching, that didn't change the letters. Like if you'd have a yud and a nun touching each other and that makes it look like a tzadi, that's going to be a problem. But if not, that's okay. V'chem yud ha'alef ha'ashin. The ayin regal hatav she'enogas. All these things are not touching. V'tinuk lochalkim v'lo tipesh. And a regular kid, not too smart, not too dumb. Kori osa mitzurasan. He could recognize the form of the letter. Obeiz v'dal chedoyme she'en hagag mechubar liyerech lemalo. That it doesn't touch the side. Tina Koreosan Pitzrosan. The kid still recognizes these letters. In this case, Rishoy Lasaki Narchakach. You could go back, because that's considered the letter was really written. You can go back and fix it.
Even if they're touching from the beginning, not that somehow.
No. So it's going to be. They somehow became touching afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it can't be when they're touching the beginning. This is when you can't really recognize that it's not, meaning you'd have to look really close. The Dirshu brings in the footnotes about like using like a magnifying glass, like it's not so obvious. These are not really separated. But if it is totally recognizable that what's it called? It's not touching. I forgot the Tina Korban. And Ken says, "Yeah, I know what letter it is. It's no good. That's no good." Kevin she'ein surasa aleha havi koisev shloka seder. Right, because it looks like it, and we know what it is. And we pointed out. The days are blending into each other. I forget which day we did. We did point out previously. Maybe it was yesterday. I forgot already. But then, when do we allow a kid to we call up a kid to look at it? That's when we want to figure out what exactly is this letter. Right? Is this a resh or is this a dalet? So we'll ask a kid. The kid will tell us what letter it is, but we cover it up because he can't like read the whole, you know, word in context. So just tell us that's what this letter is. But if we have an aleph, and let's say that the yin are not touching like the vav in the middle, right? Or the shin, that the vav in the middle is not touching the dishbars of it. And we call, okay, what letter is this? He says, it's a shin. Of course it's a shin, but is it a kosher shin or not? Is everything touching or not? That's what he says. Yeah, it doesn't work, right? Okay, he brings here the machlokas here, maybe kiva eger. Bamed devar memor, when does it apply? Be'elu chidoyim lehen. In these cases and similar cases, she'al yidei she'chosu lehen eze dover, because the letter is lacking something. It doesn't look like a different letter. But if you have, again, the way that a tzadi is written, it's like nun this way, and then the yud on the top of it. So if you have the yud shel tzadi she'eino gas lahanun, shalom, v'nira aideze ki yud nun. It's not a tzadi. It looks like two different letters. O ches, or you have a ches, shebiregio, a small on the left side that goes down, yesh hefresh dak, there's a small break on the left side of the ches, bein haregel lahagag, and you're kehei. Now that break, instead of chametz, it looks like hametz, right? You're missing a hey. Oz, in this case, afili im erishatina korele haoyis bitzurasa haroyla ein moil tikum neshum shalokasidum. Right, either the kibbutz, that's not going to help because it was not written correctly, so now it's written out of order. V'da d'dasa prima gada mezeh d'afilu im einikar pridas in the hedya, even if you can't really tell that the letters are separated so clearly. V'atino kora gankin l'ois, and the kid also says, yeah, that's a tzadi, because yeah, that's a ches. The kid calls it out, reads it correctly. Lo mahani tikun, that would not help. I'm Simon Lamed Beis, Shibirarnu, Sham, we explained earlier, right? Okay, so we saw back then that there were pressing, that was the long simon, where there were some extenuating circumstances. Okay, whew, here we go. Kos of Od, Prima Gadim, Klal de Milsa. So the general all-encompassing rule says the Prima Gadim is as follows. Prima Gadim is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, on the Orach Haim section. Kol she'en kosev, anything that's not written, rak moichik o moshech, or but you erase or you pull the letter, so to speak, to form it. Lo haveish lo kasidran, and that's not going to be a problem out of order. Hamashal, if you had the word la avosecha mole vav, so that vav should not really be there. La avosecha, right? Lamed alav beis vav, the vav should not be there. Sarech limcho kavav, so you really have to erase that vav. Va'af now it looks like two separate words with a space in the middle. You're going to pull the bays to cover that space where the vav used to be and should not have been. Right? You're going to pull, extend the top part of the bays and the bottom place to, right, exactly. It's already been written. Meshicha lav klum ovid. That's not to pull the letter out to extend. It's not a problem.
And what about erasing the vav?
Well, why? Know. Why?
Doesn't that mean that the letter following is out of order? If there's a vav.
No, because think about it. I wrote the suf after I wrote the bays. Right? It's not out of order. I wrote it in order. I had something in between, but I erased what was in between. I did not write the letter out of order.
So you can erase out of order.
Yeah, you can write. Yeah, exactly. Right. Did techilas na mitzvah's bays aleh? Because there really was a bays already. Right, that's a good point you're making. Avavadai im also beis mitechila kitzuras nun. But let's say I didn't make a beis; I made a nun. Right, you can imagine in your mind, you picture a smaller thing like that. Kifu nun kifufa. Va'achakach moshkel beis, and now I turned it into a beis. That's obviously a problem, right? Right. Havish shelo kisidun. That's not wrote an order because I didn't write a beis. Meaning again, go back for a second. Lavo secha, I wrote a beis. I just wrote an extra letter. Okay, so I took out the extra letter, but I have a beis there. Here I didn't write a beis; I wrote a nun. Oh, I can't turn a nun into a beis. Can't do that. You wrote it correctly. It became ruin. Machmas ezed davashu for whatever reason. Kevan shenis batal tzuras haos. Now the letter has now lost its form. Mishechoizer achakach umesakin havish lokasim. Now since it didn't have the form of its letter, and I'm making it into the letter it's supposed to be. That's out of order. That's out of order. It always has to be in order for the, again, for this adin by tefillin and adin by mezuzah. We know a sefer Torah, you could go back and make corrections. Lo dami le mukaf gavil. This is not similar to the case of mukaf gavil. If you recall, mukaf gavil means that each letter has to be surrounded by white space around it. The parchment has to be surrounded. It can't be touching it. To lo kapi kraw. Rak Ashas Ksiva. That only had Mukaf Gavil only is a din at the time you wrote it, has to be. But if, like, for some reason it got wet or other things happened and now it is touching, not a problem. Kamashakosa bit Fidim Ba'orach has been, we've written inside. The Fa'amim, sometimes it happens. Afilu Aide Ksivas Nakuda Achas. Nakuda means like a stroke, it means like a brush of the quill, of the pen. Right? Nakuda Achas Yesh Bazem Mishum Shlokasidrin. Sometimes even writing one thing can make it Shlokasidrin. Kigon Shikosov Reish B'Makom Dalid. You wrote a Reish where you should have written a Dalid. Vitzorech L'Rabeya B'Dio. Now you got to square that out to turn that Reish into a Dalid. Kamo Shikosov Sivan Lamed Beis Taz Sif Katan Tazayin. Right. Two Mifsal Mishum Shlokasir. That's going to be a problem because it's out of order. Haklal. Here's the rule. Kol She'ein Sirah Soleh. Any letter that does not have its form, it's not completely formed as a letter. Hakoyisiv Nakuda. Because of Nakuda, and then you do the next stroke for Ayde Zed Niskashir Hos, and then going back by doing that's going to make it into a kosher letter. Going to make it in Yeshu Zed Mishum Shlokasir. That's a problem now of writing it out of order. Wow. Okay, how are we doing? Do you think we can get the next part in? Should we stop here?
I think that's a minute slow, so we should probably stop.
We should stop. Okay. All right. Very good. We'll pick it up.